This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. You can call in with whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about the FAA killing Uber for airplanes in the last hour. And, well, we've got other stuff to talk about coming up, including how some companies that heavily profit off of certain drugs being illegal are fighting for them to remain illegal, and who it is might surprise you. The we in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And before we talk about the companies that want to keep certain drugs illegal, let's go to the phones. We've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph,
you know,
go ahead. I think I know exactly what you're going to say, but well, go ahead and say it for everybody.
Well, you know, the state of being an animal, as far as Obama is concerned, you know, is that intuition or is that a perception? I know for a fact that with regard to this man, it takes being an animal for him, that's an inclination, a tendency, probably, you know, a way of life, probably, because that guy definitely is going all out wild on a slash and burn campaign right now in this country. But
hey, Ralph, hold on. What
slash and burn campaign?
Yes. But I want to talk about...
No, that was not a yes or no question. You said he's on a slash-and-burn campaign, and I said, what slash-and-burn campaign? That's not a yes or no question.
To destroy this country, this great country, Daryl.
There you go. There you go. You got it. You got it, man. You got it. Now, with regard to the Cincinnati Sioux situation, you know what comes to mind when I see that old thing unfold? A pronouncement made by, you know, a prize fighter back in the heyday of boxing, okay? You all remember the thing in Manila, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm old enough to remember that.
That was 5 years before I was born. I do not remember
Wait,
that.
Did you say,
but I'm aware of what it was.
Did you say Milli Vanilli?
The Thriller in Manila.
In Manila.
Okay, well, those are the guys who got kicked off stage because they were
bad. There was a popular quote that came out of that from Muhammad Ali. And the quote, the quote was directed to the other side. The other side being Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier is no longer with us. He passed away some years ago.
Yep.
Okay. This was the quote. I'm going to beat the gorilla in the Tila in Manila. That's what came to mind. And why do you think Obama has not went into this cage? I mean, if it takes one to know one as far as being an animal, one is exotic, of course, the other one is wild. Why do you think Obama has not went into this cage? You know, what I'm interested about is Obama asking the question, if this gorilla was a transgender... Hello!
Yes, wait. No, Ralph brings up a good point. What if that gorilla was a transgender gorilla?
Yeah.
And they shot it.
What if Ralph is like a trans species shape shifting lizard that is also transgender?
Is he just a regular lizard or a lizard Jew?
I don't know, Ralph. What is your species that you shift into when you're not calling radio shows talking about Obama doing something or needing to do something about zoos?
This man has devoted a whole lot more time doing, you know, things that are frivolous or irrelevant that are not. I mean, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This guy is just, a force of nature that is unleashed, that along the line you know, an earthquake or a hurricane. That's what an Obama is. That's the reason why he's an out-and-out wild animal.
So, Ralph, do you feel that maybe you are insulting all the animals in the animal kingdom every time you call Obama an animal?
In the case of Obama, he stands out. He stands out. In the case of Obama, he's not like the rest. He's, one of the, the black on that one. One of the whatever.
You know, I was thinking about the other day, I was thinking what Ralph did for a living, and I think he's a hair cutter.
I don't know. I think he's probably retired and just finds enjoyment calling radio shows and talking absolute nonsense.
Still works for a living.
Either he's a hair cutter or he is a taxi driver.
He's a professional radio show caller.
Yeah.
Ralph, thank you for the call that I honestly have absolutely no clue what he was talking about for most of that.
I got every single word of it, and again, I agree completely with Ralph.
And you're going to try and transcribe it onto the Ralph Facebook page for all listeners to go to and...
if that service were something that the public would pay for, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, nice. So there you go, listeners. If you want to know what Ralph actually said, send some Bitcoins Reader's way, and he will set that Facebook page up.
So the story that I teased at the beginning of the hour comes from the Advocates for Self-Government. Chris, you've got this story pulled up, correct? I know I sent it to you.
Let me see.
I will read the headline.
And I'll find the one.
Drug testing industry heavily invested in keeping pot illegal. Now, does this really surprise anybody, though?
No. It's going to be... This is our system, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have certain industries that are going to benefit by certain things, and they will send lobbyists and money to D.C. to make sure it happens. And you're going to have certain industries that threaten other industries, and those other industries will send money to defeat it. So it's all about the money, guys.
Before we get into this, I just want to sort of play devil's advocate and try to momentarily convince these drug testing companies that making cannabis legal does not necessarily shut them out of business.
I would not think so.
Because there are going to be companies that do not want their employees smoking weed, let alone smoking weed on the clock.
Sure.
So people will still do drug tests to see if their employees are smoking weed. Just like right now, there are businesses. Alcohol is perfectly legal as long as you're over 21 and, you know,
right.
Jump through hoops and hurdles. But there are businesses that they will fire their employees if they show up drunk.
Sure. Yeah, or even some will show, if you show up for a scheduled drug test, and you still show alcohol in your system, even that can get you dismissed from certain types of
drugs. Yes.
So now, who this really hurts, legalizing weed hurts one industry company in general, and that's Big Pharma.
Sure.
So how much the Big Pharma tendrils, are they reaching as far as these drug testing companies and all?
I would wager that a lot of these drug testing companies are probably either part of, funded by, or work hand in hand with Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Of course.
So yes, they do have a reason to.
Well, let's get into the article.
Hold on, but before we get into the article, Mr. Conspiracy Theory over here.
You said follow the money, and I agree. This is what I'm saying. Follow the money.
That was Chris that said follow the money, but I keep hearing people say that Big Pharma will be hurt if cannabis is decriminalized or made legal. And I've never yet heard anybody give an actual explanation of how.
All of their opiate drugs are going to be less credible, less used. All these drugs with side effects are going to be less used. The war on cancer.
I don't think you can state it that broadly.
There's going to be more research done.
I want to see some kind of evidence to support your claim. Otherwise, it's just pure speculation.
Because it's not legal.
It's just pure speculation. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Who's right, me or Conan?
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dinovite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump back into the discussion. We never actually got into the story, But we'll jump back into the discussion about various companies that want to keep cannabis illegal. And then hopefully we'll get into the story that brought the topic up, and that's about the drug testing companies that are heavily invested in drug prohibition. But before we get into that, I want to make sure that I tell you about somewhere that you can get business cards. You have a business, Chris, you've got one. Conan, I think you've got one. I've got a couple, and I've got something that is in the works that I should be announcing in probably about a week or so. And yes, I will need business cards.
Jeez.
And yes, I went to Vistaprint.com, and I used coupon code FTL, and I will be able to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. You can customize these, fully customizable, put custom text, custom colors, custom backgrounds, custom graphics, and so much more that you can do with the business cards. And, of course, they've got a lot more than just business cards. So head over to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL at checkout, and get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. This is an exciting offer for a great product. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Let's go to the phones. We've got Patrick calling in from Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've called in before, we've discussed other issues. But in this particular issue, what you're talking about, the companies that produce everything from tranquilizers to painkillers. What a lot of this they would be afraid of is people out there self-medicating and actually figuring out that less holistic approaches are a lot better than their medication that they're selling for, what, $500 every month they're getting in?
Yep.
And the fact is that I've actually, I work law enforcement. I believe in the law, but I've worked at with securities in these particular labs where they produce this and everything. They have such an internal problem of people that are hooked on their own medication and everything, and they don't really care.
Right.
And what you were saying, I mean, you know, cannabis, if it was legal, I'd be all for it. I really would be. But it isn't, and I have to follow a certain guideline with my job. But
all right, hold on. So now you've got me curious about something, Patrick. At one time, alcohol was illegal in this country. Would you have advocated that people who used alcohol in the 1920s go to jail?
Well,
it wasn't.
I wouldn't know because there were more people hooked on morphine and heroin at that time than there were hooked on alcohol.
And morphine and heroin were perfectly legal at one time in this country.
And look what we're going through now. I mean, look what we're going through now. If you look at history, history is repeating itself in America. And you think
yes, and history shows that when you prohibit things, you wind up actually getting more of the thing that you're trying to stop, because then people are enticed by, ooh, I want to go do the thing that I'm told I'm not supposed to do.
Yep, you've made it taboo.
And I exactly agree with you there, because believe me, I just left the situation, which I won't say where I went, where I've been, all working all day. It's exactly that. Once they figured out that, okay, if this is going to harm somebody to a point, then we got to either keep an eye on it or ban it in this country. It was Nixon that put in the big drug things. And after that, look what happened to America about that. And I mean, it's a nightmare for me in law enforcement, because the fact is you're dealing with mom and pop. You know, that are whacked out on pot, but you're getting calls on the I'll be straight up, calls on the radio for stupid stuff. I almost said the S word, sorry. And you're ending up not paying attention to what's really going on out there at there out at what's really criminal going on. I mean, I think people driving and texting is worse than people sitting there getting high, but that's just my opinion. But the fact is that I got a boss that's constantly jumping my tail every day that you need to do this, or this is happening here and that's happening here, instead of focusing in on what's actually going on.
And, I was going to say, we've redirected law enforcement from actually, well, first of all, it's law enforcement now. It's no longer peace officers keeping the peace. But, you know, with so much focus on trying to come up with reasons, and that's what the war on drugs is. This is a whole new set of reasons why you can incarcerate or, you know, arrest or fine somebody. We've got them chasing these things where they're, people in some cases are doing bad things to their own body. It's scarce resources that could be out there preventing actual crimes from occurring, and that's what frustrates me.
And another thing you guys are not touching on is the tobacco industry going in with the drug companies going against the marijuana, because people seem to like marijuana, but sure, I smoke a cigarette. Man, I'm a big bigot. But the fact is our generation from the baby boomers on back, you know, heck, we used to thought that was pretty cool. And what happened there? We got addicted to cigarettes. Now we're the big bad people. But the fact that now that they're legalizing pot, that, well, it's okay, but you're still smoking some form of some form in your lungs.
Well, there are a lot of ways to consume cannabis that do not require setting it on fire. Patrick, thank you for the call. And now, I know you guys know the punchline to this joke. Why are tobacco and alcohol legal? They're the drugs of choice of the legislators. If the legislators back 60 years ago were all dropping acid and smoking weed, it would be legal right now to do so in the United States.
Yeah, how many potheads are sitting there on the couch delegating what and speculating what he thinks his neighbor should do? How many potheads do you know sitting on the couch bitching about their neighbor's yard? About the height
of them.
None of them.
I'm going to take issue with Daryl's joke, and I don't think that's actually true. I think what it depends on is who's got the most money for lobbying and who's got the most money to go into campaign contributions. So let's say everybody, all these legislators were dropping acid and smoking weed, but the big alcohol companies and the big tobacco companies had more money, then those legislators would change their tune and say, yep, I'm all for it.
Think some of them would, but by and large, legislators legislate out of their own self-interest. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Skype. You can Skype into username lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. And again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. Let's actually jump into this article that we've been teasing and talking about for the last half hour.
But sure. That's what we do, Daryl. We speculate about the article.
And then we read it.
Then we read it. Well, no, then we read the first couple of lines of the first paragraph, and then we run out of time.
All right, and this is coming from theadvocates.org. The U.S. government's war on drugs has always counted with a great deal of support coming from a variety of special interest groups. Crony capitalism, it seems, is always to blame. But while libertarians have known that, the media is just now realizing that there are more special interest groups involved in the drug war than they had previously thought. Too bad mainstream news sources often misdiagnose the root of the problem.
Because they're paid by the big corporations.
Absolutely. According to an extensive...
Hold on.
Yes,
hold
they
on.
Are.
I'm not saying
Have you ever... All right, so we don't watch television and watch the news. Because we get it all, we get the snippets and dippets off of the right off of the internet.
Now speak for yourself. I watch a lot of mainstream.
All right,
news.
How many medical advertisements do you see between news during the news program?
Plenty. I know that everything they sell can cause death or an erection that lasts more than 4 hours.
Just an average. Do you have a percentage of how many big pharma advertisements you see?
Tons. During,
yes, that's
of
exactly
course.
It.
All right.
It's, so, it is more than any
hold
other
on,
advertisement.
Hold on.
It's,
so you're over there speculating that the reporters who generally don't spend a lot of time actually delving into topics.
No, they're reading a paper.
Are being influenced.
They're reading a paper
by the salespeople.
Advertising.
And good journalists do not let the sales department dictate what they cover.
And the best news people don't have to work with a producer or with advertisers. If you can make a living doing that, those are the ones I'm going to go to and listen to first. Because yes, even this show. I know you guys have producers, you have advertisers, and you have to make them happy at the end of the day. And if you piss them off,
I have
revenue.
Never yet had an advertiser of this program or any of my advertisers through Free Press Publications, which is my personal media company. I have never had an advertiser tell me, you are not allowed to talk about this, and, or you must talk about that.
And yet there are plenty of co-hosts on the show who have been removed because of things that they have said. Do you not agree? Do you agree with that?
But not at the request of an advertiser.
Yeah, but somebody who had a trigger finger on the button said, no, I think what you just said is going to piss off my advertisers. I think I'm going to have to give you the walk.
I think we also have to recognize that a Liberty radio show based on a Liberty radio network,
yeah, we can say
is
more things,
probably going to not compare with. What if the CEO of Fox News gets a phone call from the CEO of Bear and talks about a huge advertising deal? I'm not saying it happens.
There's this wall, or there's supposed to be
the
a
Chinese wall.
Wall.
Sure.
No, not that one.
The Mexican wall.
There's supposed to be a wall between the advertising and the journalist.
That's what I'm saying is a Chinese wall. It's a figure of speech.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about
China
the Great Wall of China, no.
That's what I thought you were talking
or
about.
Or Trump Wall.
I've never heard the wall between advertising and journalism referred to as a Chinese wall.
That's okay. I forgive you, Daryl.
So, continue.
Who are the
advertisers, the Mongols or the Chinese?
Well, I think we're getting into the weeds here a bit, guys.
I think that's where you annoy the advertisers when you start calling them Mongoloids. Let's jump back into what Chris has to say.
Sure. Too bad mainstream media news sources often misdiagnose the root of the problem. According to an extensive ATTN article, the drug testing industry is one of the most powerful opponents to weed legalization in America, along with a private prison industry, law enforcement, and big drug companies. In the ATTN piece, the writer gives inside information on the history of cronyism involving the drug testing industry and the U.S. government. It also explains that several former DEA administrators are now part of nonprofits that advocate and actively lobby for drug testing in Washington to remain relevant. The piece also explains that while federal agencies were bound to laws to implement drug testing programs in the 1980s due to the passage of the Drug-Free Workplace Act, government agencies were the first to be hit with the government's recommendation regarding drug testing policies, thanks to an executive order issued by President Ronald Reagan in his administration.
Right, and there was the caller a segment or two ago that mentioned that it was Richard Nixon that, you know, really sort of started the whole drug war thing with the federal schedule of controlled substances.
Sure.
But it was Reagan, under the Reagan administration, where the mandatory minimums came into place, and then the prison population just skyrocketed. You can look at the graph and see that there's a slight uptick in the 70s, and then sometime in the 80s, mandatory minimums, and then it's just, woo!
Was it Reagan or was it his old lady?
The old lady said, just say no. Ronald Reagan signed legislation that instituted mandatory minimum sentences. The First Lady of the United States does not sign legislation.
I understand that completely, but he's got to go back home to the bedroom with the old lady. I'm thinking it was her.
Allow me to say two things about Ronald Reagan, and these are things that I have heard from numerous people. Just remember, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Uh-huh.
He played president for 8 years.
Yep. That sounds good to me. And what was his old lady to him? Was she maybe the producer? The backroom producer?
Come on. What I think we can safely say, and to preempt any Republican bashing, because that usually follows when you start
talking about Reagan,
it's like everybody piling on, going, oh, it's the Republicans, and they did all this stuff. The Republicans and Democrats, during the whole course of the drug war, were fighting each other to one-up themselves, or one-up the other team. You know, oh, no, your minimum mandatory drug sentences aren't long enough. The Democrats now support this, which is even more, and the Republicans have come back with
theirs.
We're
tough on crime. If you get caught with 1 microgram, the sentence is death.
Exactly. So one more time, I will plug for everybody out there, Radley Balko's The Rise of the Warrior Cop. Best book you can read on the history of the drug war and why we are where we are. So I'm going to continue with this article, and we were talking about the Drug-Free Workplace Act. Quote, urine tests, the article explains, didn't become a common practice in the U.S. until the 1980s, which is when the Reagan administration began requiring federal government employees to be tested. The statement implies that the entire drug testing industry may not have had as much influence as it does now, if not for a string of orders and regulations that require organizations to use their services.
Wow. Who would have thunk that once things become mandatory where you have to use our service, that the companies that provide that service wind up becoming more powerful?
Yeah. And you can take this story, you can substitute a few words and apply it to almost any industry.
Car seats.
It's crony capitalism. Yeah, yeah.
Now they're saying, what, you need to have your child on a car seat until they're 4'9" or something. I know grown adults that are barely 4'9". Do they need to be in a car seat?
Some of them, I would argue, do, yeah.
Big Tobacco's war on vapes.
Yeah.
There's a good one right there. To change the vape terminology, to add nicotine.
Well, apparently there's some kind of story that came out last night. I did not read it, but I heard someone mention that apparently the Obama administration is trying to overturn the FDA 500-page ruling.
Probably because they've had such a backlash from the millennials.
But aren't they part of the Obama administration?
Yeah, we can talk about that, as well as the pee in a cup, please, people, not being happy about cannabis legalization. And, of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We'll get back into this article about the drug testing companies trying to make sure that drugs stay illegal because drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad, okay.
The we in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And you. Yes, you hearing my voice right now. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments, however, rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we are moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. That's thefreedomline.com/freedom.
Let me ask you guys, what do you really think about that, that government is becoming obsolete? Do you think that we are, with the whole Trump-Bernie thing going on right now, it seems like people are tired of the establishment. Do you really think that people are waking up and that there is there's a light at the end of the tunnel? Do you think that there's hope for us? Do you think that technology has brought us a certain amount of information that we weren't getting 30, 40, 50 years ago that now we have available to us?
Of course. The question is how long does it take people to
get used to the good?
It's get past. I'm much more optimistic, and this is what Ron Paul kept talking about, was for generations, the young people of today and generations going forward.
You can't defeat an idea.
Yeah, but you also, in some cases, can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I think a lot of, you know, the the older generations have grown up with, you know, this left-right paradigm, and that's, they're very tough to change their minds. And it's not saying it's impossible, because I'm one of those older generations.
It sounds to me like you do not stand anywhere near a lot of the older generation that I'm familiar with, who are government is good, and they could never, ever do us wrong, because they're our big brother helper. They help us and look after us and they protect us. And I don't know, because you got all these, I'm thinking about the Bernie supporters.
Sure.
Who are like, what are we going to do to fix all the 1% and the big corps and all that? Well, maybe we should bring in more government to regulate them. And the big corps 1% actually use government. It's like their number one tool, and they want to increase the size and scope of government. I don't know.
That to me is the biggest difference between the Bernie supporters and, say, the Ron Paul supporters. I think it's that the Ron Paul supporters took that additional leap. They looked beyond the obvious that just big corporations are bad and said, well, why are they bad? And why is the system rigged? And why? The Bernie supporters don't really seem to do that. They just say the system's rigged and Bernie will fix it.
Yeah, they still have faith that government's going to fix everything. And by the way, those half of those Ron Paul supporters voting for Johnson. Maybe a quarter.
Or Trump.
It's like, yeah, or Trump. Yeah, or Bernie. So I don't know that anyone's gotten a clue. All I can say is technology has brought us to a point where, you know, we can get really good information, or it could be horribly bad information from YouTube University. You know, it's just a button.
You can learn anything you want online.
Right.
And some people choose to learn things that aren't true, but you can learn the truth online
as
well.
Some people only have time for kitty memes
and Kardashians.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but people keep mentioning their names.
Just that booty is all you got to remember. You don't got to. All right.
Let's go to the fault. Hold on. So when you say the booty, which booty? You're talking about Chloe, Kim, or Caitlyn's?
I'm talking about the older one. Not the mother, but
Caitlyn.
I'm talking about Robert.
All right, so Caitlyn's the older one? I'm talking about the one in the middle.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't know their names.
Caitlyn Jenner is the Kardashian. Yeah.
Both of you know so much more about Kardashians than I do.
By the way, is going back, man. Watch. He's going back married.
Whoa! What? When did that announcement come out?
I'm just putting it out there. I'm making a.
Oh, you're following down some conspiracy.
No. I'm just saying.
Conan has never met a conspiracy that he doesn't like. Let's go to the phones. 855-450-FREE. We go to my other brother Daryl calling in from Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard you guys talk earlier about the required, you know, kids are required in the car seats.
Yes, that's the law, I believe, in all 50 states, plus the District of Criminals.
Yes, the actually the law is they're required in car seats up to a certain size. Then after that, they have to go into booster seats. And then, like in Texas, once they reach, like I think 150 pounds or 4'11", then you can take them out of the booster seats.
Right, and I know full-grown adults that weigh under 150 pounds and are also not 4'11". So my question is, would a full-grown adult that is under that size be required to be in a booster seat?
No, because there's also a max age. Otherwise, once a person reaches a certain age, they're not required anymore, period. Which I think, and actually, I think it was either the first or second Freakonomics books debunked the importance of car seats. They said with the exception of, like, small babies and children who are, like super small, they say that the amount of extra injuries is like it's a 1% difference. It's like it's not even worth it.
Right.
I cannot wait to get rid of the darn booster seats for my 6 and 9 year old.
I remember riding around in my dad's pickup truck, not even wearing a seatbelt because I don't know if the truck had seatbelts.
Oh, you were
there
in the front.
There was a floor in the floor, or there was a hole in the floorboard that we would just drop the empty Coke bottles through. And then my dad one day decided to take an old
piece of plywood.
No, not a piece of plywood. It wasn't that big. He took one of the old license plates and shoved that.
Nice.
In there somehow to cover up the hole.
I feel for you, caller. My son, it just seemed like he would never, ever get out of that car seat, and it was such a pain to deal with.
You know, my problem, I sell a lot of car seats on Craigslist. These things have an expiration date of like 5 years. So I'll pick up like a perfectly decent,
hold on, car seats have expiration dates?
Oh, you better believe they do.
They do. It's really crazy that if you try to, I mean, technically, like, thrift stores are not allowed to sell used car seats because they might have been damaged. I've actually literally had a car seat that literally I took out of the box. I put it in my car once. It didn't fit right. Took it out. Never used it. Yet nobody would take it because it was used. Yet technically, it was never used.
And there's that one crib that babies were slipping into the side railings. Of course, the parents weren't putting it together correctly. Yeah. And of course, that's been out a lot. So I pick those up all the time too. I mean, I spent a couple hours cleaning up one time.
Oh yeah.
And then as soon as I tried to list it, Craig's they have a disclaimer right there. So you cannot list this. Or, you know, they talk about
probably like lawn darts. Those things are illegal.
Yep.
It's one of those things. And the reasoning behind that was, let's make it illegal because some people are just plain stupid.
I mean, somebody took one of those to the head and they wound up getting coloring books for the rest of their life.
Right. I mean, there's a whole, Darwin has spoken about this. You know, he said there was a way around it all. Let it work itself out, and nope, we got to make laws.
The last time I looked at a ladder closely, I believe I counted 8 different warning labels on a ladder.
And how many of those did you actually? But how many? All right, if you just saw that in passing, how many of those would you have actually stopped and read?
Well, I'm the type of person that I'll read any sort of label that I see somewhere.
All right, never mind.
I took a picture of, and let me try pulling this up on my phone. I was down in Florida recently, and I rented a hotel room so I could have a party. And there was a little sign on the door. It was a really small sign, but it was right by where the door lock thing.
But this is not ladder stuff. This is back to the competition.
Right,
argument.
But no, this is. But again, like it's maybe 2 or 3 fingers high, and like the length of a finger. And it says pizzas ordered from flyers left under the door are not state regulated companies, and are operated from homes. We recommend, and then they name 3 places that they recommend you order pizza from. Now, had one of these little flyers been laying on the floor when I was there, I would have ordered pizza just because I knew the hotel didn't want me to.
Yep. Because you're a black sheep.
Yes.
You're a rebel.
Yes, I am. And I had a black sheep Monty Python Holy Grail L. It was absolutely amazing. Daryl, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour 3 coming up next after the news. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And LRN.FM on Skype.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.